Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you spotlighting for us this week?
Chris, I have to give a shout-out to the entire San Diego Chargers organization. I'm going to put it specifically on guys like, defensive back Casey Hayward, and, of course, the former great Charger LaDainian Tomlinson. I was reading this story, Chris, this week. These two guys, of course, it's October, and that's the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, having lost my mom to it, I'm always keeping my eyes on these great stories like this. And, of course, the NFL is very big into it with this Crucial Catch initiative. But the Chargers this week was really cool, too. Chris, they actually got Tomlinson and Hayward actually got together. And they actually went to they had this event going on for breast cancer survivors and gals that were still fighting it. And they actually sat down with these girls. They had a painting class at the Hogue Family Center. This is out there in San Diego. And it taught how these girls how to actually paint portraits, things like that. It's great. There's pictures at the website. They actually showed everyone how to draw a pink helmet with the breast cancer logo on it. And they actually had a banner in the background. And on that banner, you could write in paint anything you want, like go fight or warrior, whatever you wanted to do. But there's pictures of LT. No, LT, this is a Hall of Famer, Chris. I mean, for him to show up like that at an event like this and without any fanfare at all, sitting with these women and painting. And again, you got to look at the pictures, Chris. It's awesome how many people were painting and showed up. Hayward just basically said, he says, I think it's very important to get your mind off of it because most of the time, probably 95% of the time you're thinking about it, you're going through treatments and et cetera. He said, it was my job to sit down with these ladies and get their mind off it and do whatever I could to help him. And again, this is what these guys do on their days off. And ironically, Susie Spanos, the survivor, she's been a survivor. Of course, she just lost her husband, but she's very dear to that cause. And probably that's why this came off this week. But yeah, I got to give a shout out to the entire Chargers organization because they're all clued in on it. But those two guys, Casey Hayward and the great LT, for what they did for these women fighting the disease, it really tore at my heartstrings this week.
And I'll tell you what, Bob, that's a great story. And I'm going to stay in almost the exact same vein for my spotlight on the positive because I'm putting it on the local Atlanta Falcons, who always do such a great job honoring and taking care of some of the local women who are either breast cancer survivors or going through treatment as well. Same sort of thing. And this year, no different. With it being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the Falcons treated 10 survivors, and again, also some ladies who are dealing with the disease, to a pampered night, right? A whole day of being pampering, and then a dinner that night with some of the players. They call it the Dazzle and Dinner Night, and they give the ladies, you know, a day that some of them said, look, these are things that little girls dream about, what we got to live today. It was a full day of pampering, from makeup to hairstyling, or if it they were wearing a wig, getting their wig styled, to champagne and new clothes, and then, like I say, dinner with the players afterwards. You know, one of the ladies that was chosen, she's a breast cancer survivor, but she lost her husband earlier this year to cancer. She said it was the first time in a very long time that she got to have a night where she actually could feel good, just in general, both good physically and good emotionally and mentally as well. And our good friend and Falcons legend Reggie Kelly was a part of the event. He got to share his messages of inspiration with the ladies who were there as well. So I'm going to give my spotlight and give kudos to the Atlanta Falcons for what they continue to do every year, showing their support for ladies dealing with breast cancer as well and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So two really great stories, Bob.
Another terrific story, Chris. It just goes to show you the power that these guys have. Some guys take it and run with it. Most of them do, as you and I point out all the time. But there is no other better way to end a show on that kind of note, and especially this October with the breast awareness, I'm sure we'll see more stories with that as a background.
Yes, we will. So great stuff. And, you know, Bob, I can't thank you enough. It's time for us to put a bow on this episode of TNT, and obviously thanking you for your time and for the wonderful job you do every week. Also want to thank Tony Reno and to you, Bob, for bringing Coach Reno on the show tonight. And Tony Collins, Mark Carrier, LeVon Kirkland, and Burke Grossman for coming back. And those guys have been wonderful friends year after year. But, Bob, it's always the most fun of all to get to spend Thursdays with you.
Same here, Chris. I feel the same. Again, those were old friends. And when we get a new one on board, I've known Tony for a long time, but I know he'll be listening to the show. He's a big fan. So we'll do it again down the road, and we'll do this again next week, won't we?
Yes, we will. And joining us next week will be former Cowboys offensive lineman Corey Proctor, our good friend and TNT Hall of Famer Eddie Kennison. Always a great time when Eddie is a part of the show. Former Packers offensive lineman Tony Mandarich. It's been a little while. We had Tony on a few years ago, so looking forward to catching up with Tony, getting him back on the show. And Bob, you've got another great guest that's going to join us, Carmen Franzone.
Yes, Carmen, a great, you know, a short career in the major leagues, but obviously played at Fenway and Wrigley Field, and then became an accomplished, and I mean a really accomplished, flugelhorn player, and played the national anthem once, Chris, at Wrigley Field on his trumpet. Incredible. And is married to a Grammy Award winning singer also, so this ought to be something.
Yeah, looking forward to having him on the show. I'm sure he's got a lot of great stories. So Carmen Franzone also going to be a part of the show with us next week as well. Before we let you go, we want to let you know on social media, how can you follow the show? How can you find us? Well, first of all, Thursday Night Tailgate, we got a page there on Facebook. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you're going to be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean. And those guys, we can't thank them enough for featuring us right front and center in their NFL fans fan category. So they've been very good to us. And if you just enjoy podcasts in general across many genres, they've got everything you're looking for there. Go to podbean.com or download the Podbean app. On Twitter, you can find me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. And the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Hey, Chris, enjoy the weekend. We also want to thank our announcer, Joe LaGenusa, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to give a shout-out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. Until next week, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. We miss you guys.